Hello, my name is Natavius. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I'm not.
Okay, and how may I assist you on today?
Well, my name is Arthur Armstrong, and I work two jobs. I work for Comfort Care Hospice. I'm a healthcare worker with them, and I'm also a deputy sheriff for the Sheriff's Office in Walker County. And I'm trying to figure out how we go about getting on a list or getting signed up to get the vaccine. How does all that work?
Okay, now there is not a list for the vaccination. They've already issued it to the 15 hospitals that they wanted to have it. And at this time, they have started issuing it to those hospital healthcare workers and their first responders. They are working on a planning and distribution plan for other healthcare workers who did not, you know, are not at those 15 different hospitals and the people who are 75 and up. But at this time, we have no new information on how they're going to distribute it and when they're going to distribute it. But they've already issued it to the 15 different hospitals and their workers that they wanted to have it.
Right. Okay. I know that I'd seen different people, my dentist and different people are starting to get it that didn't work at the hospitals themselves. So, and I know that firefighters and other towns are getting it, so I didn't know what the protocol was or, you know, what we needed to do.
Yes, anyone who is getting it from those 15 hospitals, they had to have been invited to receive it. So they had to receive an invitation to actually come and receive that vaccination at those hospitals. So if they've received it, then they were actually invited to come and receive that vaccination at that time. But at this time, they're still working on the plan on how to distribute to any healthcare workers who have not received it so they can go ahead and get that out to everyone.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I sure appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope I was able to help. And if you need more information, you can visit adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.